I think it's been interesting to watch people come unglued, watching Baker have a great game week one. And I think it was Sumer Sports had the stat that Baker had of their they've got basically FAI, which is football AI that grades out every performance. And of all quarterbacks, Baker had the best FAI, I'm getting used to that acronym, that score by Sumer Sports, and the worst was Deshaun Watson. And it's wild to watch people come unglued at his success as part of this conversation.
And I mean, it looked like it on Sunday. Deshaun Watson looked like the worst quarterback in football, and Baker looked like the best. But I don't think that the two should be as tied to the hip as a lot of people are making it seem.
Mm-hmm.
The Baker era was so long ago, and when we talk about Baker now, we forget, Nick, about how bad it was at the end here, where Baker was ready to be done with Cleveland. Cleveland, for the most part, was ready to be done with Baker. It got really bad. That last season of Baker here was terrible. The Browns, I thought moving on from Baker was the right move. I still feel that way, despite seeing him have some success. Last year, I thought he was a solid quarterback. Obviously, he was awesome on Sunday. But he also he did it against maybe the worst team in football, at least a bottom five team in football in the Commandos, right? That's a fair thing to say, I think, too.
Are we going with the Commandos?
Or Commies, whatever you want.
I mean, you just call them Commanders.
No.
Or Washington?
No.
Washington, like, listen, maybe. I'm Team Gardos, so who am I to talk?
Nobody.
I just, the Commandos, there's just such a specific...
Have you not heard that before?
I'd heard it, but nobody's ever said it on air with me, and it was... It stopped me in my tracks a little bit.
Well,
but
welcome
continue
to the show, yeah.
Continue about the Commandos.
Well, I mean, they're bad, and yeah. Obviously Baker had a great game, and Mike Evans is awesome, too, but we forget what Baker went through to get back to being somebody that people could believe in again, because in 2020... He had like six or eight really good games for the Browns. He was very, very good genuinely down the stretch of that season. And he got hurt and he lost himself. In 2021, he was awful. In 2022, he was so bad that the team that traded for him cut him. The Carolina Panthers decided it is better for you to not play for us than play for us. That is the point that his career got to. He had a good game with the Rams and then wasn't very good after that. He needed to go through quite a journey, I think, probably physically, but certainly mentally, to get back to being someone that even resembled a franchise quarterback. The Browns didn't make the right decision clearly in going after Deshaun Watson, but that doesn't mean the Baker Mayfield stuff was the wrong decision to move on from him, because they didn't have the 2 years that it took, 2.5 years that it took for Baker Mayfield. They didn't have that time to wait. They had maybe a year, and that wasn't enough for Baker.
So you think that Baker, the situation with Baker, coming off 2021, would replicate itself the way it went in Carolina, LA, and Tampa if they had kept Baker and not traded for Deshaun?
I think that he needed a change of scenery. I think that there was pretty clearly, go back and watch the final game Baker played in Cleveland. It's a Monday night game. It was the Ben Roethlisberger love fest on ESPN. It was awful to watch. But go watch how Baker looked there. To me, that very clearly looked like somebody that had a major rift with the coach and the organization. I don't think that rift was getting fixed. I think Baker needed a wake-up call. I think going to Carolina and having it not work out there, not work when he went to a different city, a different team, and was just as bad, if not worse, away from Kevin Stefanski and the Browns when he was off the leash, I think that was a wake-up call he needed.
I disagree on a few levels.
Okay.
One, the Carolina situation, you had the worst head coach in the NFL at that point, Matt Rhule. You could not have put Baker into a worse situation. They also cut him because he had an opportunity in L.A. And of the things that they have done poorly in Carolina, they actually did right by Baker and gave him – they approached him saying, we can't make a trade. It's past the deadline. L.A. needs a quarterback. You're not going to be here next year. Would you like to have a settlement that you can go there?
Sure.
So – also, I'll be honest with you. I think you absolve the Browns of a lot, because I think everything with Baker was salvageable. You're right to say that last game of the season that he played in 2021, it was as low as it had been, which is saying something considering everything Baker had been previously, including the 2019 season with Freddie Kitchens. But I think almost anything can be fixed with good leadership.
Sure.
In the NFL. It's why guys have contentious and, you know, huge quarrels with their franchise And then everybody kind of cooler heads prevail. And, oh, we're kind of married to each other. Let's go figure this out together.
Sure.
So I agree that I do think inevitably struggles are good for everyone. They are, because you learn a lot about yourself and you become, if you really take failure to heart or struggles to heart, it's impossible to not come through them as a more human person or a better person, as it were. The Browns delivered the fatal blow. If the Browns, before they even agreed to a deal with Deshaun, if the phrase adult in a room never enters the lexicon, you could have saved things with Baker. And I think that's where I think this idea of, because here's what's happened. It was one bad year. And by the way, it was one bad year playing through a shoulder injury.
That he should not have been playing through.
Okay, but my point is.
Admittedly, he did admit that.
My point is, good leadership could have said, sit your ass on the bench. We're going to put somebody else out there.
I think so, that's what leadership wanted, but we are in a league where the players have the power there.
No. And this goes back to the Deshaun thing on Sunday. Well, I asked Deshaun if he wanted to play, and he said yes, so I didn't take him out of the game. Who's the head coach? I'm not trying to get anyone to be Bill Parcells here. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not trying to do this because I'm not trying to weaponize this guy against Kevin. I think Kevin's a good head coach. But I do think that this area, the leadership or dealing with difficult personalities, which is what elite head coaches have to do. And Kevin has not proven this to me yet. This is probably the final thing that I need to see from Kevin to really go, and I'm a Kevin Stefanski guy. I'll tell you right damn now. Mike Vrabel, if Mike Vrabel wanted to pull Deshaun's ass on Sunday, if he was head coach, Deshaun would have been sitting on the bench. And so I'm not, you don't need to be, you can be a, hey, if I think, because honestly, I don't care about him staying in the game because I agree you and I are on the same page. He needed more reps. That's
right,
fine.
Yeah.
But it's you can't, no, who's the head coach? Who makes the decision? And I understand that players do have more power. They don't have the final say. That's what the head coach is there for. So Kevin Stefanski, even in year two here, should have had the cojones to say to him, you're hurting the team. I need you to listen on this. We need to take care of you. He is the adult in the room. The idea that Baker is the only guy that has to be the adult in the room is wildly one-sided.
Do you remember what happened when Kevin Stefanski did do that?
Which part?
When Baker missed a week?
No.
And Baker ran immediately to Jay Glazer?
So
that happens every time. But the Browns didn't want that message out there. That is why they didn't do that, because Baker couldn't handle that. And we can talk about how, you know, struggles can be good
control.
For everybody.
I'm talking about
Baker as a player. I'm talking about Baker as a player here, and Baker as a person too. And mm-hmm. I think Baker would probably agree that the younger version of Baker Mayfield that was in Cleveland, pretty hard-headed. I don't think that's an unfair thing to say. Pretty stubborn guy, pretty fiery guy. That can be very good at times. That can be harmful to yourself at times. In this situation, I think it is something that was harmful to himself. I think if the Browns say, especially when a doctor says, no, you can play, and the Browns say, you're not what's best for us, that destroys the relationship right there. I don't think at that point, and we know the relationship got to a point where it was untenable, but I think it gets there much earlier if they sit him down that year.
I think that is a convenient out for a franchise that has not shown me that they can handle difficult personalities.
I think it's the truth.
But that's not an I know.
I mean, so is yours.
But my point is, like, we're speaking with conviction on this. The reason why it does matter that Baker and Deshaun will be because the Browns declared themselves desperate. Their messaging to everyone was, this guy ain't it. We have to level up. We don't trust this guy. We need an adult in the room. And then you turn around and trade for somebody and act desperate. Let's be real honest here. If you had submitted your best plea to Deshaun, and let's just say, or your best agreement to Deshaun, and Deshaun says no. Okay. He said no.
Yeah.
Or Deshaun says yes. All right. Then he chose you on the merits of the deal. That's not what happened. The Browns acted in desperation. They had backed themselves into the corner with one option. They weren't drafting a quarterback. They weren't bringing in Kirk Cousins. There was no other move. Either you save it with Baker, or you run with Deshaun, and you overextend yourself with Deshaun. They chose to do that in a situation they weren't and shouldn't have been desperate. That is the thing. That is why if it had been a logical conclusion and it had been more one-sided than I think it really was, I totally get it. It wasn't. The Browns failed in their relationship, and they used the most convenient out in history, which is, I didn't draft the guy. Not my problem. And so everything that has come to that has absolutely been, and I'm not trying to be unfair, but I'm just trying to be demonstrative, and I'm trying to be real about this. Everything that has come with this has been reaping what the Browns have sowed because they acted desperate in a situation they should not have been desperate. And some of that, not all of that, some of that is ego. Some of that is, well, I'm not going back to Baker Mayfield and saying, hey, man, things got out of control. We're sorry. Will you own your side of the street if we own ours? That's why it's not as convenient as, well, the Deshaun trade and the Baker trade, they're not linked to each other. Oh, they're linked to each other forever.
But I'm saying that the way Baker plays now is not linked to the Browns because of everything else he had to go through to get to where he is.
But and the Browns I helped don't him think, do that. The Browns helped
and
him on
so
the path
did
to
two
hardship.
Other teams. It's not as if it's the way it gets painted is he left the Browns and he's awesome. That's not at all the story here.
He left
the Browns and was worse, if just as bad, if not worse, when
year.
He left the Browns and then was okay to good down the back stretch of last year against the worst division in football.
I think that's being overly critical of a guy
who had his
best season of his career last year.
I think he was okay and played well down the stretch against the best against the worst division in football.
I can say that about Joe Burrow's three best seasons.
That's fine. Let's talk bad about him too. I'm good doing that.
He was mid as hell for the first 8 weeks, and down the stretch, he played his best football. That's exactly when a franchise quarterback should play their best football.
Yeah, but he didn't do it against the worst division in football.
216-474-0092. Baker Mayfield doing okay in Tampa there. How much of your view on the Deshaun trade is based on Baker's performance,